The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
Hey, listen, here's the thing. As much as Kanye has a right to be upset about this, he made his bed and he has to lie in it. And that goes for everybody who is with someone who's gotten around in their life. All right? Hot 96.9. He went on Instagram. He just randomly went on Instagram to start like telling people to stop talking about Kim and stuff.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of videos.
Yeah,
like,
it was one of his stream of consciousness things.
It was funny too because every like few minutes a train would go by and he'd have to stop and he was like, hold on, the train has to go by.
How about the fact that he was like winded while he was walking?
He was.
So Kanye was doing one of his audiobooks yesterday on Instagram and he was talking to Nick Cannon and Drake. It was all basically talking to dudes who, you know, basically mentioned anything about sleeping with his wife.
I understand that you used to date my wife, but you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that, man. I'm not speaking on that. Don't be making those suggestions like nobody my wife.
That was him to Nick. The reason I laugh is because like I try and put myself in that situation,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be so upset, but you have to. Like, if you're going to talk to the guy about it, you literally have to talk to him like you're a broken man. Because you can't, like, what are you going to say? Yo, don't talk about my wife.
But you sound like such a biatch.
Oh, my God. He sounds so broken. So it's just like, I mean, put it, like, let's say it was here, right? Let's say for some reason, everybody slept with my wife here at work. Like,
you'd have to find a new job and move.
I would literally come in here and I would be like, guys, can we have a talk? I mean, I know we joke around about everything with each other, but can we each have one thing that's off limits? Let's go around the room. I'll go first. My wife's vagina. Because you get like, it's...
No, you gotta up, you gotta move, get out of that situation. Because if you have a wife that, you know, has been out there and everybody knows and you know these people and you're around these people... No one's gonna really, like, you know, listen to you and say, oh, don't say nothing about my wife. You gotta move or you better start chin-checking dudes. One of the two.
If she, like, banged the state of Alaska, good. We're never going to Alaska.
You're fine.
But if it's somewhere where you know everybody,
Jesus.
You're gonna have to move. That's right. It.
But everybody slept with somebody before. Yep. It's like...
Yeah, but not everybody know.
To believe that, I mean, and there are people who wait until they get married, but I'm not talking about those people. But everyone slept with other people,
that,
and even
though.
If, you know...
But if you don't know the people, that's
I understand
one thing.
That, but it's like...
And Kanye's point, he knows all these people because
right,
they're all in the same business.
Right, that's what I was going to say. It's going to be really hard for him to buy. I mean, they're all in show business, so
he better get out of show business.
You're dating somebody in show business for the most part, so you're always going to find somebody who's been with your wife. So you have to decide if you can handle it or not.
You
if you can't, then don't get in the first place.
And, I mean, it's not like Kanye doesn't go around. I mean, how many times has he talked about Amber Rose? You
right.
know what I mean? And
well, he banged Amber
married
Rose.
And, I understand that, but he's telling other people to do what he didn't do. You
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like,
that's why you make your bed, you have to lie in it. Like, if that was me.
It doesn't work. You cannot turn a hoe into a housewife. It just
can
don't
we
work.
Stop with that?
It don't work. E-40 said it back
that.
In the day. It don't work. If everybody.
You ain't a hoe because you slept with people.
If
can
everybody knows, I'm not. If everybody knows she's been around, he can't expect to come in and be like, oh, now I'm going to marry her and not run into dudes that are like, yo, I smashed your wife or that kind of thing. It's just not going to work,
But the
man.
Bottom line, though, is that neither Nick Cannon nor Drake owe Kanye West anything. I could see if it was like a good friend of his that was out talking, you know, all this mess or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're not friends. They don't owe him nothing. So you could say whatever you want. Like, how are you going to tell a grown man what they can and can't say?
He's bringing more attention to it.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It bothers him so much that he had to go on Instagram. Finally, right. He's just like, I can't take it anymore.
But, Romero,
please don't
get a good
diary.
Point. You made a good point. You said, I don't know if you said this on air or off air, he should have known what he was getting into once he decided to marry her. He should have married just some random girl that wasn't in the entertainment field, and he wouldn't be dealing with this.
Yeah, I mean, but how do you feel about that? You're with somebody who has a reputation for being around getting around.
You're married to her?
And you're hearing it. Can you deal with that?
No man can deal with that. Come on.
In a regular adult world, the answer is yes. I guess I'm not an adult because I would be able to deal with it. Hearing it all the time, knowing it. You walk in the room, even if no one's saying it, they look at you funny.
But Romero, I don't think there is a person in this world that can say, I deal with that, and it does not bother me one bit. I know a bunch of people that have had sex with my partner.
That's your question of the hour. BB?
So I'm part of the swinger community. Many couples and people in long relationships, husbands, wives, they sleep with various people.
I'm going to stop you right there.
She said, what community?
Swinger.
That doesn't count
because a swinger is literally somebody that does that.
And right. That's an agreement everybody
right.
has.
That doesn't yeah. count.
And by the way, that's a majestic, amazing situation that you're in.
First of all, you'd be very surprised that your neighbor is probably a swinger and you wouldn't even know. That's for the swingers. Let me just tell you, I wasn't a swinger. My partner brought me into swinging. He had 285 partners.
Woo!
So those 285 partners, and mind you, I was monogamous. I was married for 10 years. I had no idea this even existed. And I met almost 100 of those women. And I was okay with it. See, why do you have to be insecure? Why do you have to have jealousy? Why not? If your partner communicates with you, then you should be able to be secure with yourself.
Don't you start counting after
very
a while?
Valid
yeah, but she
don't they all bleed into like counting. Each other?
Right. Like, she's in the swinger world, so she can't give us a
right. But she made a good before. Point too, how she wasn't into right. it before, and then when she was introduced to it, to me it takes a special kind of person to be able to deal with not only knowing about it, but then meeting them too. Oh God,
Tubbles, it's like stats in sports. When it's like the thing you do, you keep track.
Right.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like, that's really high to keep counting. Yeah.
If your number's super low, you keep track. If your number's super high, you keep track. But once it gets somewhere in the middle yeah. Sometimes you get to the point where you're like, did I actually have sex with that person? I don't remember. I might have been lying. This is Kayla. Hi, Kayla.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So I know of my boyfriend's past sexual relationships, and it doesn't bother me. It was before me, and he didn't know me. But if I do see these ladies, I have to eyeball them and see what exactly it was that attracted him.
So it does bother you.
You know, sometimes I'm like, wow, what was it? I mean, she's a little... you know, ugly, or she was this.
So she basically contradicted everything. She literally didn't take a breath and went from...
It doesn't bother me.
No, you can't say it.
It doesn't bother her unless the girl's extremely ugly. And then she's like, what were you thinking?
So it does bother you.
We let her talk and she went from saying, she's like, it doesn't bother me. Right. I mean, when I look at the girls, I go, wow, really? Right. You have sex with her?
Right.
Or how dare you? Right. Or wow, are you going to have sex with her again? But honestly, it doesn't bother me.
Right.
This is Jessica. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi, yes. So I think it absolutely matters. And it makes me think back to when I was with my boyfriend, or my ex-boyfriend now. He had this girl that he introduced me at a family event. And he had never told me that he slept with her or anything. He introduced me as his, oh, this is my little sister, you know. So I'm sitting here having, you know, drinks and a conversation with this girl, not knowing. And I didn't find out until months later. And he never told me. He goes, oh, that shouldn't matter. That was in the past. That was before. I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, I wouldn't care that it's in the past or it's before me. It's the fact that you introduced me to this girl. Like, she was your little sister. Like, you were really good friends with her. Or you, like seeing her as a little sister, not a girl that you screwed. Like,
she's so mad. I mean, so next time, what should he do? Should he say, hey, Jessica, this is Kathy. Hey, you guys have something in common. Point to his crotch and walk away.
But at least that's being honest and upfront rather than going, hey, this is my younger sister or whatever.
That's crazy.
Ramiro, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.